Isaiah 34. Come close, close, you nations, and listen. Pay close attention, you peoples. Let the earth hear and everything in it. The world with all its produces. For Adonai is angry at every nation, furious with all their armies. He has completely destroyed them, handed them over to slaughter. Their slain will be thrown out. The stench will rise from their corpses. The mountains will flow with their blood. The whole host of heavens will decompose. The heavens themselves will be rolled up like a scroll. All their array will wither away like a withering grape leaf that falls from a vine, or a withered fig from a fig tree. For my sword has drunk its fill in heaven. Now it descends on Edom to judge them, the people I have doomed to destruction. There is a sword that belongs to Adonai. It is filled with blood and gorged with fat, filled with the blood of lambs and goats, gorged with the fat of the kidneys of rams. For Adonai has a sacrifice in Bozrah, a great slaughter in the land of Edom. The wild oxen will fall with them, the young bulls with the strong, mature ones. Their land will be drunk with blood, and their dust made greasy with fat. For Adonai has a day of vengeance, a year of requital for fighting with Zion. Its streams will be changed to tar, its dust to sulfur, its land burning tar that will not be quenched night or day. Its smoke will rise forever. In all generations it will lie waste. No one will pass through it ever again. Horned owl and hawk will possess it. Screech owl and raven will live there. He will stretch over it the measuring line of confusion and the plumb line of the empty void. Of its nobles none will be called to be king, and all its princes will be nothing. Thorns will overgrow its palaces, nettles and thistles its fortresses. It will become a lair for jackals, an enclosure for ostriches. Wildcats and hyenas will meet there, and billy goats call to each other. Lilith, the night monster, will lurk there and find herself a place to rest. There the hoot owl will nest, lay her eggs, hatch and gather her young in the shade. There the vultures will assemble, every one with its mate. Consult the book of Adonai and read it. Now one of these will be missing, none will be lacking a mate. For by his own mouth he gave the order, and by his spirit he brought them together. It is he who casts the lot for them. His hand measured out their shares. They will possess it forever and live there through all generations. That was Isaiah 34. And now Isaiah 63. Who is this coming from Edom? From Bozrah with clothing stained crimson. So magnificently dressed, so stately in his great strength. It is I who speak victoriously, I well able to save. Why is your apparel red and your clothes like someone treading a winepress? I have trodden the winepress alone. From the peoples not one was with me. So I trod them in my anger and trampled them in my glory and fury. So their lifeblood spurted out on my clothing, and I have stained all my garments. For the day of vengeance that was in my heart and my year of redemption have come. I looked, but there was no one to help, and I was appalled that no one upheld me. Therefore my own arm brought me salvation, and my own fury upheld me. In my anger I trod down the peoples, made them drunk with my fury, then poured out their lifeblood on the earth. Amos 4, listen, you lovely cows of Bashan, who live on Mount Shomrom, who oppress the poor and grind down the needy, who say to their husbands, bring something to drink. Adonai has sworn by his holiness that your time is surely coming. You will be dragged away with hooks, the last of you with fish hooks. You will leave through breaks in the wall, each woman right behind the next, and be set off to Harmonah, says Adonai. Come to Bethel and commit crimes, to Gilgal and commit more crimes. Bring your sacrifices in the morning, your tithes after 3 days. Burn leavened bread as a thank offering. Brag in public about your voluntary offerings, because that's what you love to do, Israel, says Adonai Elohim. I have made your teeth clean of food in all your cities, left you nothing to eat in all your villages, and still you haven't returned to me, says Adonai. I withheld the rain from you 3 months before the harvest. I made it rain on one city and not on the other. One field had rain while another with no rain dried up. From two or three cities, they would stagger to one city for water to drink, but there wasn't enough. Still, you haven't returned to me, says Adonai. I struck your crops with hot winds and blight. Your many gardens and vineyards, the cutterworm devoured, your fig trees and olive trees. Still, you haven't returned to me, says Adonai. I sent a plague on you like that of Egypt. Put your young men to death with the sword. Let your horses be captured. And filled your nostrils with the stench of your camps. Still, you haven't returned to me, says Adonai. I overthrew some of you, as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and you were like a burning stick snatched from the fire. Still, you haven't returned to me, says Adonai. This is why I will deal with you in this way, Israel. And because I deal with you in this way, prepare to meet your God, Israel, him who forms mountains and creates wind, who declares to humankind his thoughts, who turns the morning to darkness and strides on the heights of the earth. Adonai Elohe Tzavaot is his name. Amos 4. Nahum 2:1. Where is the dwelling of the lions? And the fleeting place of the young lions, where the lion, even the old lion, walked, and the lions whelp, and none made them afraid. The lion did tear in pieces enough for his whelps, and strangled for his lionesses, and filled his holes with prey, and his dens with raven. Behold, I am against thee, says the Lord of hosts, and I will burn her chariots in the smoke, and the sword shall devour thy young lions, and I will cut off thy prey from the earth, and the voice of thy messengers shall no more be heard. Micah 2:12. I will surely assemble, Jacob, all of thee. I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. I will put them together as sheep of Bozrah, as the flock in the midst of the fold. They shall make great noise by reason of the multitude of men, the breakers coming up before them. They have broken up, and have passed through the gate and are gone out. And their king shall pass before him, and the Lord on the head of them. Second Samuel, in my distress, I called upon the Lord, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled, and the foundations of heaven moved and shook, because he was wroth. And there went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly, and he was seen upon the wings of the wind. And he made darkness pavilions round about him, dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. Through the brightness before him were coals of fire kindled. And the Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice, and he sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning, and discomfited them. And the channels of the sea appeared, and the foundations of the world were discovered at the rebuking of the Lord, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils. He sent from above. He took me and he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. And they prevented me in the day of my calamity. But the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place, and he delivered me because he delights in me. 2 Samuel 22.